objective, this study aimed to examine the structural relationships between perceived parenting styles and propensity for addiction among upper secondary school students, with mental toughness and self-efficacy as mediating variables. Methodology: this fundamental, descriptive correlational study used structural equation modeling. The statistical population consisted of approximately 46,000 upper secondary school students in Casvin County. Using multistage cluster random sampling, 260 students were selected from public and non-public schools. After excluding 4 incomplete or invariant response questionnaires, data from 256 students were analyzed. Data were collected using the Grolnick Perceived Parenting Questionnaire, Iranian Addiction Potential Scale, Shura General Self-Efficacy Scale, and 48-item Mental Toughness Questionnaire. Descriptive statistics, Pearson correlation coefficients, and structural equation modeling were performed using SPSS version 27 and AMOS version 30. Findings: all dimensions of perceived parenting had significant negative direct effects on addiction propensity. Beta equals minus 0, 33 to minus 0, 36, p0.001, and significant positive direct effects on mental toughness. Beta equals 0.31 to 0.37, p0.001, and self-efficacy, beta equals 0.3 to 0.35, p0.001. Mental toughness, beta equals minus 0, 36, p0.001, and self-efficacy, beta equals minus 0, 34, p0.001, significantly and negatively predicted addiction propensity. Bootstrap analysis showed significant negative indirect effects of all parenting dimensions through mental toughness. Beta equals minus 0, 11 to minus 0, 13, p0.001, and self-efficacy. Beta equals minus 0, 10 to minus 0, 12, p0.001. The model demonstrated good fit. Chi-squared DF equals 2.219, RMSEA equals 0.047, CFI equals 0.951, TLI equals 0.938, and IFI equals 0.952. Conclusion: supportive parenting, characterized by involvement, autonomy support, and warmth, may reduce students' propensity for addiction both directly and indirectly by strengthening mental toughness and self-efficacy.